And we back. 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 Yeah. Hey, this ain't no intro. It's the entree. Hit that intro with Kanye. I sound like Andre. Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music. She from Houston, like Auntie Yonce. Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, he better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect. I can merge it. If I die, I'll probably cry in my home service.
Feels good to be back. Feels great to be back. We had to play a little music because, you know, we back. What's going on, everybody? And welcome to another edition, another installment, a new episode. You can even say mid-season premiere. Of your favorite anime commentary and just comic, just all around nerd blurred podcast. We are the Black Hockey Podcast, here with you all today. I am your host, Tyronza, Big Ty the Pod Guy, Big Ronza in the building. What's good, y'all? I missed you a lot. We'll get into all of that, but beforehand, we did just drop a Patreon episode, so go check that out. Gets into why I, you know, stepped away for a good month and had to get some things together, and gets into some of the things that we talked about the comic that I've been meaning to tell y'all about for so long. Right, so Tuskegee Airs, you feel what I'm saying? Talked a lot about that on the Patreon as well. So get into that and all things anime Patreon Black Hockey right now. Epic Echo Productions on Patreon, $3 a month, 7-day free trial. And listen, after the 7 days, if you don't like the content, we respect it. We appreciate y'all for tapping in, and hopefully you stay around for the free content, because all video content free will be available on our Patreon. But if you want that exclusive content, $3 a month. So shout out to y'all. Listen, we're back for another episode. I'm back. I'm here. Kind of needed to take a break to get some things together. Again, y'all can check the Patreon for more on that. But let's get literally straight into it. I want to say, first of all, thank you to everybody that continued to listen to the podcast while I was away. We really do appreciate y'all for the love and the support on that. That has been fantastic to see that. So thank y'all so much for all your support through and through, for real. All right, so I have to start the show off with an apology. I'm never too big. Never too big not to apologize, right? Have to start the show off with an apology. I have to apologize for Fire Force. I jumped the gun way too quickly. Again, during this kind of break, it wasn't like I wasn't working. I was catching up on anime, getting into, you know, spring summer premieres and everything. So I definitely needed to take a break and watch, right? And one of those was Fire Force. And I remember coming on this platform and saying, hey, Fire Force may not be looking so good. Yeah, they shut me the hell up. Period. About 5-6 episodes in, it's been fantastic. Can't wait till they get it in dub. But even in sub, it is, I mean, I'm trying not to spoil it, but I will say this, the most memorable part so far of this season has been Captain Obi flexing, not getting bit by that damn parasite. And I'm sitting here like, yo, They make this man who don't got no type of firepower, nothing, probably one of the most interesting and most powerful characters in this damn city. This man don't miss. Do you hear? Shout out to Captain Obi-Boy. That man right there don't miss. Niggas was worried about that man. He don't. Listen, Fire Force has been lit. Okay? I had to come on here and literally give an apology because I jumped the gun too quick. They shut me up from episode 2 through. They have shut me the F up. It's been done. I'm just like, I've sat back and watched. I've sat back and literally watched. I can't. And it's been good. Shinra has, y'all, like, if y'all haven't checked it out yet, go check it out, please. Please. Season 3 is fantastic. I mean, Shinra is coming to his own. The Knight is coming to his own. I forgot his name off the top of my head. I'll remember it. It's just a lot. And it's a lot of firepower too. Like, real talk. The animation looks fantastic. Yeah, they just shut me up. I can't say nothing bad about it no more. I'm going to just shut up and watch. I'm going to just hush. You understand what I'm saying? Until after the season. Just hush. One Piece has officially returned. Y'all know how big of a fan I am of One Piece and how hurt I was when One Piece went on that 6-month hiatus that literally had me stumped. I'm telling y'all, if it wasn't for Solo Leveling, like, true to form, if it really wasn't for Solo Leveling coming on Saturdays, it would have looked bleak. It would have looked bleak because there's, with all these streaming services, you got the Paramounts, the Crunchyrolls, Funimations, the Disney Pluses, the Hulus, the Netflixes. I mean, every streamer, I don't give a damn what you're producing. I don't give a damn what content you're producing. Right? Every streaming service is so just oversaturated. Streaming itself is oversaturated. So it's very, how can we say, it's very hard to find good quality content in an oversaturated space. So I try to keep it very just Crunchyroll-like, Funimation-like sometimes. And when it came to One Piece, I was very just, because I knew Oda would need some time to get himself together, his health together, everything like that. You know, and the animators for One Piece really did need a break, right? They really did need some time away. They needed a hiatus to get, you know, their bearings together. And hell, some of them probably did some Solo Leveling animation because the ending was fantastic. So I know they did a few Solo Leveling animations. Here's the thing though, right? One Piece returns and we get to see, spoiler alert, I'm just saying now, we get to see Luffy versus Kizaru, which was fantastic. You see Luffy versus Kizaru, Luffy in Gear 5 form, and Luffy hitting him with a star gun, you know, Gum Gum star gun, and right through the, I love when he hit him through the face and you just see all the Conqueror's Haki lightning coming through and all the advanced Haki. That man said, ooh, this is not good. Like, you feel that in your brain. You know what I'm saying? Like, yikes, that looked crazy. All right. So, but one of the most satisfying parts was I knew how are they going to introduce I want to see if my girl got her headphones on. Okay, she got her headphones on. I don't want to spoil it with her headphones on, right? The former former elder, right? Because as we know, Saint Saturn is gone, right? But however, again, I said spoiler alerts, right? If you don't read the manga, go ahead and 15 seconds. But Saint Saturn has now appeared, right? And I wanted to see how they were going to do this, and Lord and behold, boy, One Piece never fucking fails. They made that man come in like, I mean, he was just destruction incarnate. You understand what I'm saying? Haki everywhere. Like, everybody felt it. Like, everybody felt it. Everybody felt when he was just about to get up there. The circle, the ring, the lightning, when he hit him with that eyesight bullet shot to the face. You feel what I'm saying? It is crazy. Bonnie, I think, stabbing him. Like, it's, oh God. I'm excited to see the next episode. I'm excited to see this part of Egghead, the ending part, in anime form. Right? This is this is about to be. And we thought, and we honestly thought Kaido, and it was, right? I don't want to sit here and say it's not, because it is. Kaido, that Wano arc, to me, is peak One Piece animation. I think we're about to get, they're about to hit another level when it comes to this. You see it. Y'all see it right here. We see Zoro and, oh my, first, yo, Zoro versus Lucci. Oh, shit. To see that shit. And can I tell y'all, as a One Piece fan, I'm really a Zoro fan. And to see Zoro going toe to toe, handling Lucci the way that he handling him in anime form, that's why you said, this is why you are recognized as second in command. Then you got the left hand over here, got his damn, he is literally Judge's perfect creation. This man got a radar in his head. Talking about, I got you, Bonnie, got over there in the quickest of time before she got murked. What are we talking about? Like, I'm sitting here at the edge of my seat like, this is about to be lit. Tell me it's not. Like, tell me this is not about that. Like, this is about this. These next, I want to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think it's going to take maybe 15 episodes to close this out. And maybe not even. I'm probably exaggerating. Putting probably too much of a number on it. But it's going to take maybe another 15 episodes to close this out. 10 at the 8 at the least. 11 at the most. It's going to take another one. Right? Because we already at what? For the second half. We already at what? 3, 4? So it's going to take another maybe 50. Yeah, I'm going to continue to say, yeah, I'm going to bet it on 15 episodes. This is going to be some of the greatest. And I mean, for the manga readers, are y'all ready for how when the robot snaps the rope and all of that Joy Boy's conquerors? Oh my God. What? That is about to be crazy. And then after Egghead, they're going to take a break. And I'm ready for that too. But just the thought of just seeing all of this in animation form. And we've seen it already. Again, Zoro versus Lucci looks so peak. I want more of that. Luffy versus Zoro looks so good. The robot is about to awaken. We got Saint Saturn touching down on Egghead. Oh man, it's the thought. Because I remember having these thoughts of what the animation was going to look like. How were they going to? What were they going to? How were they going to literally just really bring these characters and how they were summoned to life? How are they going to do this? The summoning of the other elders. Oh my God. Saint Figureland Garling. Oh my God. Yo, I'm excited. I'm just excited. It makes me excited because Oda never misses to me. He does not miss. Even in the recent mangas, he does not miss. He's not missing. We are now getting a old ass monster Scopper Gabon, the left hand of the Pirate King. When I tell y'all I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Very excited. So shout out to One Piece. Shout out to Oda. Shout out to everybody over there that continues to work their ass off to bring us phenomenal content for our asses every week. Jesus. Ready. I'm ready. I want to give the Blood of Zeus a quick review. I've watched all three seasons. I love the first two seasons. This last season, however, was a downer. I really thought this season was going to be peak. I was not expecting Heron to die. Because I just felt like that was stupid. He's kind of been the hero through and through. And Seraphim, I get it. Seraphim is Seraphim, you know what I'm saying? That's his brother, and he's the chosen one. But I just felt like, yeah, no. Kronos comes back. You know, the Titans come back. You understand what I'm saying? And they wreaking havoc on the world again. But at the same time, it just didn't pull me in like it did the first two seasons. And maybe this is because it's the last season, more than likely. That's what it felt like. So, you know, the ending of this show. And I'm really getting tired of show. And I said this about Tokyo Revengers because I went off, right, about Tokyo Revengers and our Patreon. I'm tired of animes and whether it's Netflix, Crunchyroll, Funimation, I don't care which anime you're on and which platform they're on. I'm tired of shows who have such a good start and base having such bad endings. It's like y'all have such a good start and then y'all get to first and second base and it's fantastic. You get to third base, hell, you peak right here, but as soon as you trying to slide to home, you ain't safe. You done fucked up. It's not you like, oh, this is lackluster. You know what these lackluster animes are giving me? And I haven't even seen this, but all of my people who are AOT fans, I'm sorry, GOT fans, sorry, Game of Thrones. As soon as the last season came out, because everybody continues to tell me to watch it, but as soon as the last season came out, do you know so many of my people who love this show said the last season was so whack. Lackluster. That feeling. Again, I've never watched a show, but that feeling of watching something for so long, having the investment, pulling the investment into it. It don't matter if it's one season, two seasons, five seasons, 16 seasons, like fucking Grey's Anatomy. 25 to 30 seasons like ER. If the damn ending is terrible. Like, what are, I would think you would want to put love into the ending of a series that was really good. Even though it was three seasons, it was hell. I mean, even though the last season was the third season, hell, two seasons was great. So if they say, hey, Blood of Zeus or creators of Blood of Zeus, this is your last season. Okay, let's make it a great one. And again, I feel the same way about Tokyo Revengers. You had like three great seasons. And then that fourth to fifth season was trash. How do y'all end on such a bad note? Because you're so damn good. Goodness gracious. Before I get out of here, just want to shout out some animes that I've been watching lately. I talked about these on our Patreon, so go check that out really quick. Dota on Netflix, about the Dragon Knight who becomes a dragon himself, a dragon, a hybrid dragon, honestly. And it takes you through his world and how he ends up becoming Dragon Slayer and how he ends up becoming a dragon. So check that out on Netflix. To Be a Hero, I believe, is also on Netflix. That is where a hero, a guy literally becomes a hero, but through different scenarios. So it's weird. It's wonky. I like it. Check it out. But my favorite anime that I've been really, really into, me and my lady have been into, is Windbreaker. This is the one that I've said literally is a better version of Tokyo Revengers. The protagonist, the main character, is not a softy when it comes to high school fighting. They are, you know, the Sakura, who is the main character, really beats up these people who are bullying somebody, and the high school that protects the area, you know, kind of brings him into their high school and their community, and he ends up, you know, becoming, spoiler alert, the grade captain of the first years, you know what I'm saying, because of course you got freshmen, sophomores, you know, juniors and seniors, of course. And you know, I'm not going to spoil it too much, but it's a great show. I think it's a very much step up from Tokyo Revengers. Season one was fantastic. Season two has not missed yet. So again, to these animes who are having great effects on people who are having one, two, three, four seasons, if they say, hey, this is your last season, make it a good one, please. That's all I'm gonna leave you with. Please just make your last season a good one. That's it. Love y'all. Be easy, stay breezy. Thank y'all so much for rocking with me. We got a few more episodes before we wrap up our season, and we'll be on break. But I'll be definitely throwing out some Patreon episodes, of course. But go ahead and check out our Patreon again, Epic Echo Productions. You can follow us on Instagram at Epic Echo Pro. _ Epic Echo Pro. Check out our website at www.epicechopro.com. That is www.epicechopro.com. That's where you can listen to this podcast and more, and watch this podcast for free on our Patreon. Just become a member for free. You can watch every Saturday. All right? For free. For the free ball. But if you want to become a Patreon member, 7-day free trial, $3 a month. All right, we appreciate y'all. We love y'all, and I thank y'all. And of course, this has been another one. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. Have a wonderful week. Have a great, great weekend. And we'll see y'all on the next one. Peace.